I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everyone? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Like and subscribe and tell your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down Super SmackDown on Fox. What's up, everybody? I am Josh Tariff. Gabby is under the weather this week. Hopefully, we'll have her back soon. But Tom Connolly is here with me as always. How are you, sir?
I just kept going, what the heck is Super SmackDown? I was like, no, are people wrong going to be on this?
It was the Super Bowl themed edition of SmackDown, celebrating Super Bowl weekend. Shout out to John Quasto, our good AfterBuzz buddy, lifelong Kansas City Chiefs fan, and congrats to all Chiefs fans. You guys won first time in a very, very long time.
Oh, I didn't watch, man.
Oh, did I spoil that for you?
I was going to predict that, too. Oh, no, I didn't watch it.
It's good that you mentioned that. Those of you that tuned in to the show last week, I decided, because Tom and Josh in the booth, our engineer, both at that time have not watched the Royal Rumble, so I thought it'd be fun if we just did predictions with them, since we all already knew the outcome, and they were completely spoiler-free, and I got cocky. And I wanted to try to throw a bet on there. So here's a clip of what happened in last week's episode. Rumble question for you, just out of the blue. And we'll do the same questions on the men's one when we get to it. What number entrant was the winner? Between 1 and 30. By the way, if either of you actually get this right, I can't obviously do it today because I will spoil it for you.
Yeah,
I will give one of you $5 if you get it right.
I think I'm going to go with the traditional answer because I know it happens a lot with the Men's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
I think the winning number, correct me if I'm wrong, it's either 21 or 27, but I'm thinking
the most successful is 27.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. I'm going to go with 27. Why not?
You're saying number 27.
I'm going to go with 17.
You're going with number 17.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going with number 17. Stop the damn clip. What? No. Stop the damn clip. Tom.
Yes.
Do you have change for a 20?
I don't know.
Then you don't get any money, apparently.
Damn it.
I had it ready. Don't boo me.
I'll bring it next week.
How the hell did you get that right?
I just guessed.
Like, I know it was a complete guess. My poker face had, like, I was so, I don't know if we can get a freeze frame somehow of my look as soon as you said 17. Well,
when you said, are you sure 17, I was like, yeah, did I really get it right? I was like, I really hope it's not right. And then when Charlotte comes out, I'm like, damn it. I was kind of just upset that I was right.
I could not believe 30 numbers.
Not going to lie, Josh, you were kind of holding it back right there. I mean, you could automatically tell.
I'm like, I just lost $5.
Good thing you didn't bet more.
Yeah, guys.
What if you were like, I'm going to bet you $100, and you guys are definitely not going to guess
this. And for those of you wondering, oh, Josh, it's just $5. We don't make much doing this, by the way. So that's what goes one of my coffees for this week.
Yeah.
Congrats, you punk.
Well, hey, I mean, can I say that I was sad that I won $5 because Charlotte won?
No.
I didn't really want her to win. I was like, oh, great. And then all I kept thinking was, well, all right, maybe I'm not right. Like, as she was still out there, I was like, okay, maybe I still didn't do it. Maybe because then, like, Josh had 21 and 27, and then, like, 27 was, I think, Carmella.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it could be Carmella because I think 21 was already gone by then.
And the men's 21 was Edge.
Yeah. So it was like, okay. But then, I mean, obviously the women's would.
And I could also, because, you know, like the Rumble pick games, like the one I was at, because I couldn't share it with you last week, both of you. I was never happier with my numbers because I had number 21 in the men, so I had Edge. And I had number 30 in the women, and I had Shayna.
Oh, jeez.
And I still lost. I've never won one of those things.
I won once, and it was fun. But it was Roman Reigns the first time he won, and I was like, ah, what a waste of money.
Oh, I was with you that day.
Yeah,
I never saw someone so angry about winning.
I know.
All right, but that was the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. This is Super SmackDown. Super.
Yes.
The first SmackDown on the road to WrestleMania. The first...
I thought we were already on the road.
The first SmackDown post-Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And no champion in sight. Bray Wyatt was not on the show.
Nope. And repeats of matches from we already had.
So, but
and guess what? Did you know that someone was going to eat dog food tonight?
I had no idea.
Dog food.
Well, I want to get back. I want to get back to Bray real quick.
Yes.
So they're hyping this up as a Super Bowl themed edition. Mm-hmm. It's Super Bowl weekend, first SmackDown post Rumble, first one for the road to WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Why do we leave our champion off of the show?
Because he's too scary. Because he's not the real champion. Roman Reigns is still the real champion.
But like no Firefly Funhouse.
No. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's I did watch the end of that match, or the him and Daniel Bryan match, and I think something they needed to change with The Fiend is that when The Fiend wins a match, when the three count happens, the lights should shut off immediately. They can come back on, and he is gone. I don't want him celebrating with the title. Bray Wyatt celebrates with the title. The Fiend does not celebrate his victory. Mm-hmm. Like, he comes in, he destroys what he's doing, he wins, he's gone. Like, I don't need this. Like, I think it's like a weird thing. At least they didn't do the weird light this time. I think they finally got over that.
They were in a baseball stadium, too, so it would have been harder.
Yes, yeah. It would have been a real pain in the butt to see anything. But I just think, I'm glad they didn't do that. But I just think, why is he celebrating with the title?
But again, kind of going back with the SmackDown, though. Mm-hmm. So why do we think that they decided to not have him on this episode?
I don't know. I mean, I think this would have
been a huge segment. Hyping it so big for Fox or Super Bowl weekend, you should have your champion on the show.
I just don't think they know what they're doing with him next. Mm. It's always been so, like, all over the place. So I think they're like, well, let's just, you know, game plan this week and have a Firefly Funhouse next week. And
I guess. So we start the show with Roman and the Usos talking about how Roman whipped Corbin's ass at the Rumble, and it's hard for him to say that he lost the Royal Rumble, but the Usos finally say it for him.
Yeah,
which was weird. They're interrupted by Corbin, Ziggler, and Rude. He mentions how Corbin's talking about, you cheated. If it wasn't for your cousins, I would have beat you, and that hurt my chance of winning the Rumble. And they go back and show the dog food from a month ago, and then they say, okay, well, we have a six-man tag.
Is that only a month ago? It feels like it was.
Feels like it was a year ago.
Yes.
And so we're going to have a six-man tag rematch tonight. Roman insists on calling Baron Corbin fetish boy due to his love of dog food.
Yep.
And said, okay, whoever loses the match has to eat dog food. And then we get a giant table of something that claims to be dog chow.
Yeah.
Where you can clearly see that is not actual dog food. That's something completely different.
It was dog food. But
with Fox and the WWE, we can't get any dog food company to... we can't get any sponsor deal for that show.
Yeah.
Why? I don't see why that would be an issue. If anything,
but I think Baron Corbin's pouring it on someone. They're not like giving it to a dog.
No, but I mean, so get one of the cheap ones.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if I own a dog food company and someone was like, "Hey, we'll put your label on the can and show it out there for everyone." How many times did they show that dog food tonight?
Oh God,
they showed it like. They could have had, like, added more matches.
Just having to sit there and stir it all show. I don't know.
I think this is, like, what are we doing?
Like, this was, why are we going back when this feud ended at the Rumble?
Yes.
It finally ended.
Yes.
Why are we right back to it?
And why are we back to the dog food aspect of it? Like, what the hell is happening right now?
Because Vince McMahon loves it.
Okay, but it's stupid. Like, it's dumb. We're over this. Like, this feud is never going to end.
Well, hopefully tonight it finally did.
You don't think Corbin's going to want revenge for this?
I don't know. Fatal four-way tag team match. Mm-hmm. Where's Teddy Long? There he is. Fatal four-way for number one contender. The winning team, congrats, you will get to go to Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
So,
yay.
I don't know how happy you'd be with this win. Heavy Machinery versus The Revival versus Lucha House Party versus Miz and Morrison. As soon as we saw the teams, did anyone have any doubt who was going to win this match?
No.
No. Because the last month, Miz and Morrison have been constantly being in the New Day. Mm-hmm. You weren't suddenly going to have Lucha House Party win this match.
Yeah. But hey, someone's got to be there to lose, right?
Well, the person to lose was Scott Dawson. The Revival were the ones who took the pin.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a fun match. It was chaos with all four teams. But everyone looked good. Grand Metalik looked fantastic in this match.
Yeah.
A double caterpillar by Otis on both Miz and Morrison. Mm. Eventually, Miz hits a Skullcrusher finale on Dawson into the Starship Pain. Morrison pins Dawson. They get the win. They're going to Saudi Arabia. And I'll say it right now. They're winning the tag team titles.
You think so?
I think they're going to win in Saudi Arabia.
I mean, there's probably going to be at least one title change there. So that kind of seems to be...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad they're winning, but... They gotta go there. Okay. I don't know. What are we gonna say about these shows anymore? They're just weird and random. And I mean, are we more shocked by who's gonna be there? I think we're gonna be more shocked by who's actually going on the show than what happens there. Like, that's the thing. Like, is it gonna be like last time? Are we gonna have an amazing SmackDown the day after? I hope so, because that's what happened last time.
Yep.
So if we get a good SmackDown, then.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
So, after the match, Heavy Machinery are in the back, kind of, you know, a little down that they didn't win it. Mm-hmm. But Mandy and Sonya come on over, and Mandy comes to thank Otis for his help in the Women's Royal Rumble. Because that was the Rumble spot of the show.
Yeah.
Mandy falls out of the ring and lands on top of Otis. And stands on him to get back in the ring. That was the best Rumble save of the night.
I wish that at least he would have... They did a spot later where, like, you know, it knocked out both of them.
Yes.
But I do wish he would have saved Sonya as well at least once to at least kind of get in and get, you know, get on her good side.
Well, he essentially kind of tried.
Well, he did, yes.
But they all fell.
Yeah.
But so Mandy thanks Otis. And Otis and Tucker are huddling up and Tucker's like... Otis, remember what we talked about? This is the moment. This is your best chance right now. You should try this right now. And Sonya's like, we're right here. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want to say?
Yeah.
And Otis asks Mandy out on a date for next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy says she has plans. Those plans should be work.
Yeah.
Because your show is on Friday. You cannot take a day off for a date, sir.
Yeah.
Pick Saturday.
You got all day until 8 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Do a day.
Get brunch.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still have steaks.
Yeah.
For brunch. But she said, "I happen to be free the following Friday." And then Manny and Sonya walk away, and Tucker's like, "Wait a minute! I'm doing the math. Looking at my date planner. That's Valentine's Day." Hey, Tom.
Yes.
A while back.
Yeah.
You talked about something on the show.
I did.
What was that?
It was a double date that we're going to get from Mandy, Sonya.
But do you think that Tucker and Sonya are going to be hanging out during this date in 2 weeks?
Okay, now I have to add to this now.
Uh-oh.
Which I think it's going to be... Because
he's doubling down.
We saw that Otis was having trouble talking to Mandy, right?
Tell me he's wearing a wire.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like Cyrano de Bergerac. Or how do you say the last name? I can't always forget that.
Dospitch?
No.
Oh,
Cyrano... how do you say it?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You know, like Cyrano de Bergerac. You never heard of that movie? Where like the guy is like really...
Should I have?
The guy, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's been like lots of different movies like that where the guy is like talking to the girl, but his friend is telling him what to say. So the girl's liking the guy... But really, it's the other guy that is giving him all the lines to say.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be Tucker talking to him. And I don't know if we're going to get something later on where, like, it's like, oh, well, it wasn't me. It was, you know, you didn't like Otis. You really like me, Tucker. And Tucker gets jealous of
him. Oh, you think it's going to go that far?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Wow. No, I could see somehow Tucker and Sonya being there, and it almost turns to an inadvertent double date.
Yeah.
I can see that happen.
Or they're both, like, outside, and they're, like, they're watching it, and, like, they're both, like, trying to give him advice.
Well,
like, both of them trying to give him advice, and he's just, like, blowing it with it.
What I want is, next week, I want a training montage of Otis training for a date.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Like, a makeover.
makeover, practicing table manners, opening doors.
Yep. I want like a Dumb and Dumber. Him trying on clothes. I want it all.
Something tells me in the next couple weeks we're going to be hearing this.
We hate to say we told you so, but ladies and gentlemen, we told you so!
I think all of what we said is money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I want Good Vibrations playing. Right?
If they can afford it. Yeah. If they can get the rights. Women's tag team match. Speaking of Mandy and Sonya, they are now in action against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
Okay.
Match we were supposed to have last week.
Yeah.
Got broken up by Bayley and Alexa. Now we're finally having a match this week. And it was all right. Didn't stand out. Nothing bad in it. Nothing great in it.
Yeah. I just don't understand why Mandy and Sonya always lose.
Right. They're like the only legit tag team on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I mean, Sasha and Bayley, sure, but Sasha's been hurt.
Mm-hmm. And Alexa and Nikki are a team. Like, they were champs.
Yeah.
But I think it would do better. It'd do so much better for Mandy and Sonya to be like, we beat the former champs. Hey, Kabuki Warriors, get over here to SmackDown and defend your titles. Because Iconics are nowhere to be found.
Right.
Like, they're not even on Raw, so these are like the only two teams we have left.
Yeah.
And the Kabuki Warriors.
But yeah, the Purge neckbreaker by Paige into Twisted Bliss, and Alexa and Nikki get the win.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I would rather Sonya and Mandy won that one.
Yeah, I don't...
Especially if we're using them for the story.
Yes.
Because Alexa and Nikki really aren't being used in the story at the moment.
No.
So the other two should be getting some type of momentum.
Yeah. And like I think it needs to be the momentum going to Sonya and Mandy to where Otis helps them win the tag team titles. Right?
Sure. I can see that.
Like, well, wouldn't that be the pinnacle of them, of Mandy, like, trusting him and wanting to be with him?
And the question would be with that, is she just using you to help you get there, or does she really like you?
Yes.
You know, like, they would play that game.
But then, which is like, we're already going to get that, but it's like, if they're getting if they're getting the titles out of it, then it makes more sense.
Right. And then we have a bout for the Intercontinental Championship of the World.
I still can't get used to the belt.
I miss the old one.
Yeah.
I miss the old title. I mean, it's not a bad-looking title, but the other one looks so much better.
I just would never know. Like, if I stopped watching wrestling for a while and came back and someone was like, that's the Intercontinental Championship, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't look like one.
I'd be like, no, that's not the IC title.
So Braun Strowman finally gets a shot one-on-one against Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro's involved. Sami Zayn's involved. Removed turnbuckles are involved. Referee distractions are involved.
Yep.
But when it's all said and done, the monster among men, finally, like 4 years too late, wins a singles championship and is your new Intercontinental Champion. Tom, why did this take so long for him to win a singles title?
I don't know.
And how late is it? Because how seriously can we take him?
Yeah, way too late. The only thing I could think that we could have that would be good for Braun and good for the title is I could see him doing a get these hands challenge every week to where someone steps up to him.
Okay, that'd be cool.
And, you know, then it's like if he's beating people that way, he's at least defending the title and, you know, building some credibility for it. Because Nakamura, I saw online, had the title since July and defended it 3 times.
Yeah, he had it 199 days and had three title offenses.
How?
Like, remember that 30-day rule?
Yeah.
Can we have that back?
Yes. Like, why? Why do we dismiss rules that easily just make sense and help things?
Right.
And it's something easy to where, like, you have someone going to Sami Zayn and going, Nakamura hasn't defended his title in 30 days. And then Sami Zayn getting all in a huff and puff about it and be like, all right, fine, you want him to defend it? Fine, I'm going to go find someone to defend it against. And then Sami Zayn, like, picks
some local jobber.
Yes, in the back and goes, hey, guess what? You're getting an IC title shot tonight. Nakamura destroys him. Sami Zayn can go talk about how great Nakamura is. Now on to the next week, people.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
I mean,
just a quick question. Who do you think would be able to take the belt off of Braun at this point? Is there anyone that's actually legit or credible to take it off him, or do you think he's going to lose it in like some weird circumstances?
Shorty G.
Well,
That would actually be pretty interesting.
That would be kind of interesting, but I'm leaning more towards the side of Sheamus. Because, I mean, another big guy.
Yeah.
But
I don't think Sheamus needs an IC title run again, though.
That's the only title Sheamus has never won.
Oh, really?
And that would... And
okay, then all right. Then,
and
yes,
then him and Edge would be the only ones to have won everything.
Wow.
WWE, Intercontinental, U.S., Tag Team, Rumble, and Money in the Bank, and King of the Ring. Edge has won all of them. Sheamus just needs the IC title.
Okay. Well, then he does need to win it, then.
So that's the only thing I want Sheamus to do is win the IC title.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't have to win it off of Braun, but yeah. I want him to win it. I want Miz to become a 10-time IC champion and break that record. Mm. And I want Sheamus to win it at some point so he can have everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's a flattering image of Sheamus with all the belts except for the IC title. So. Wow.
There you go. And he's got the crown on his head, too.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
That's crazy. Wait, okay, then, yeah. I think that would actually, going if we're going to do that at WrestleMania, I think that's a good point. Like a good feud going into Mania.
That'd be fun, Braun and Sheamus at Mania. Yeah. I'd be down for that. Mm-hmm. So Sami Zayn is obviously upset that Nakamura just lost.
Yes.
Talking about it's a crisis of injustice, and Elias happens to be in the ring and starting to play, and he interrupts Sami, and like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were done. I was in the middle of a sentence. My bad. Mm. Go ahead. And obviously they played a game. He just keeps interrupting them. Cesaro comes out to the ring to try to shut up Elias. They brawl a little bit. And Elias knocks Cesaro out of the ring. I got scared for a second because Cesaro felt very awkwardly on his knee in a backdrop.
Yes, yeah. And then he was like grabbing him when he got out of the ring.
I never read any reports, so I'm assuming he's okay. But it was a scary landing.
Yeah.
It was a very awkward landing. Mm. I don't know how he fell that way.
But, it was like the way he tossed him or something. I don't know. Yeah.
But so they're starting a little mini thing with Elias and Cesaro because Elias pinned Cesaro last week, and now they had this little thing.
Okay. Sure.
They're both good. I don't know how well they work together.
Yeah. I don't know. We need Cesaro Mania this year.
Yes, please. Please. Sheamus.
I mean, Cesaro versus Braun would be good, too. We already had that one time they fought. Yeah. So.
Sheamus, speaking of, taking on Shorty G, rematch from the Rumble kickoff. And Shorty G attacks Sheamus on his way to the ring. He attacks him, knocks him down, and then does this little ha-ha thing. Mm. You know, the ha-ha. His hands are different angles because it's different. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want them straight. He just wants ha-ha. Someone's gonna gift that and social media murder me with it.
It reminds me of like the... like Porky the Pig, where he like pop in the old cartoons where he like pops out. You know what I mean?
But why is he doing a heel thing?
Because he's the guy trying that to get we're back trying to
look, the guy we're trying to I look know. Up to, attacks from behind, then poses.
He only hit him
as
once,
cocky.
So
and then
see.
Now I mean it's almost Porky Pig, but Porky's arms are at the same height.
Oh, okay, all right.
They're at the same height. He needs one arm a little lower. If we can. Josh, in the booth, if you can work on, we'll give him it because we've got to talk about the match, do a side-by-side comparison of Porky Pig and Shorty G's little pose that he does. That would be amazing.
I'll try my best.
Yeah. Give it a shot. If you can, it's not the end of the world. I'm just throwing this at you last minute. But so the match itself, Sheamus versus Shorty G, it was pretty much just Sheamus destroying him.
Yeah. Which I was like, what are we, why?
So Shorty G attacks him from behind. Come back from commercial, and it's a bona fide squash.
Yeah. Like, I thought like, oh, he's going to get some, like, a roll-up to win. Like, I kind of like what I thought was going to happen at the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, Sheamus beat him once. He'll beat him this time. And this is where I feel like we don't get the evolution of these characters.
Right.
Because even on Raw, where, all right, we're getting more out of Buddy Murphy now with he's with Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
But... we had him go against Aleister Black, and Aleister Black beat him every time.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what's the point of him beating him every time? Because a loss for Aleister was not going to, you know, be more going to be, oh my God, he lost to Buddy Murphy. This is ridiculous. They're putting on amazing matches together.
Josh, that one with him in the bright G in the middle there.
There you go, yep.
Yeah, that one. Well, let's get that side by side. But no, you're absolutely right.
So it's like what, it doesn't help Chad Gable.
Yeah, it doesn't. How does this propel Gable?
And how does it help Sheamus?
Well, Sheamus, I mean, he looks dominant with a bona fide squash over a guy who is a quote-unquote established superstar.
I guess, but...
You'll start getting him back. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see if he can pull off getting that side-by-side comparison up.
You're making him work tonight.
I'm he didn't win the $5, so he's earning his money. Bailey, she's out in the ring, and... Gee, all of a sudden, a very cocky Bailey in this promo.
I love this promo.
I really enjoyed it. She says, something about Bailey can't be taught, produced, or touched. I've beaten everyone. Mm-hmm. And she's like, there's no one else. I beat up Lacey Evans in front of her daughter. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, there's no one left. I've beaten everyone on the roster. No one can meet me. Mm-hmm. Lights go out. Dance party. Naomi, who made a return at the Rumble, is making a return to SmackDown, and she's interrupted by a member of Daft Punk. Because that was quite the headgear.
That was
so cool.
I was like, how is she taking this off? First, how can you see out of it?
How do you fit the fro in it?
Mm.
And who came up with that? Because that's really cool. Mm. she's got the crazy... like disco helmet in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming out to the ring dancing. And she's talking about how I think this title should do some glow because you've never beat me. And Bailey just snaps and goes right at her. Mm-hmm. Naomi eventually gets the upper hand. But like I said, this cocky, snapping Bailey, I loved.
Yeah. I was like, where has this Bailey been?
Yeah.
Why have we seen her before? Look at. Oh, it's almost up.
Yeah,
almost
he's getting the final touches. We'll show our audience in just a second. There it is. Well done, Josh. Josh in the booth. So close.
Uncanny, I gotta say. Uncanny.
Shorty P and Shorty G. Actually, no, it would be Porky P and Shorty G.
By the way, and in case people were just tuning in and wondering what we're doing, we're only comparing the hands. We're not saying Shorty G looks Porky Pig.
No.
We're not suddenly calling him fat.
I mean, for all we know, Porky Pig was a collegiate wrestler and an Olympic wrestler as well.
Exactly. There you go.
Mm-hmm. We don't know. We don't know his backstory.
He's wrestling with no pants on. Undefeated.
Greco style.
Yeah. Way back.
Yes.
But yeah, I love the Bailey promo. Thought it was great. Probably her best promo since she's turned heel.
It was really good.
I can't believe how easily she beat Lacey at the Rumble.
Yes. It was the most non-exciting match in a long time on a pay-per-view. I mean, there's some match on papers that are just like, meh. But this match, I'm just like, I have no interest in this match whatsoever. And she destroyed her.
She did a moonsault. She got her feet up.
She missed the moonsault. And rolled her up.
Yeah. And then she just pinned. Like, she just, like, rolled over.
And held the tights. And that was it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But I would... See, like, that's hard where you're like... They didn't explain that enough, I think. Maybe said it, like, once.
Sure.
So I was like, yeah. But it just seemed like she just pinned her because she missed the moonsault.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's all it took to beat you?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I understand why you haven't won a title, because Becky beat you pretty easily, too. And so did Charlotte and everyone else. So,
right.
I mean, where does Lacey go from here? Because I don't think that was the feud that we should have had right
Lacey's
now.
Lacey's still going to have Sasha. They haven't finished.
I guess so, yes. But I think the evolution they wanted was that Lacey and Bailey at Mania...
Well, I'm glad that's not happening.
But it seemed like that's where... But then like, Sasha got hurt.
I'd much rather Bayley and Naomi.
Yes. What kind of Mania you think we're going to get then? Oh, well, I guess they're not going to Saudi Arabia.
They're not
going to
be in Saudi Arabia.
But isn't Fastlane coming up?
There's, I think, one more in there. Okay. But it may keep going to Mania. Who knows? Yeah. Main event, six-man tag team match.
For to eat dog food.
The Bloodline.
Dog food.
The Usos and Roman Reigns versus King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode.
Yes, people, we watched the show to see the loser eat dog food tonight.
You spent 2 hours.
Super SmackDown.
Super SmackDown.
And people wonder why wrestling's so stupid. You watch that garbage? You watch that? Right? Like, just think if someone came in the room and saw that, and you're watching SmackDown tonight, and all I hear is, the loser of this match, everyone, is going to eat dog food.
Let me put it this way. I have a roommate who is not a wrestling fan.
Yeah. Was he in?
He definitely walked in the living room while I'm watching and taking notes, and he's like, what is happening? I said, they're going to throw dog food at his face. And he's like, why? And I said, it's a thing they've been doing for weeks now because Roman's nicknamed the Big Dog. He's like, that's dumb. I know. And then he walked out. And
see?
That was that.
See? And, like, you wonder why we get a bad rap over here.
when we have such good things, like that Bayley promo right before.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
And then we go into that.
I mean, I guess you got to balance it, right?
Now, the match itself, the six-man last week was fantastic.
Yeah.
This one was good, but it wasn't as good as last week. Probably because we were just sick of the dog food and the fact that we thought we were done with this.
Yeah. Adam, we already had the match last week. Why are we having the same match again?
Mm-hmm.
Last week should have been the dog food.
Yeah. So I did like the fact that Roman Reigns actually was the one who took the heat in the match.
Mm.
You would expect it to be one of the Usos.
Yeah.
And then... eventually, though, it's not really much of a hot tag, but then they're all brawling on the outside. The Usos take out Roode and Ziggler. Reigns beat Corbin with a roll-up, and then Corbin tries to escape, gets a couple super kicks from the Usos, and a spear by Reigns, and then they handcuff him, tie him on the ring post.
Just like they did Roman Reigns.
And bury this quote-unquote dog food all over Corbin. Roman gets almost as much dog food on himself as Corbin had. But he's celebrating. And they have a nice little smile pose at the end of it when it was all said and done. They wanted a nice picture with Baron Corbin just smothered in the dog food as SmackDown goes off the air.
Oh,
that's going to be their Christmas photo at the end of the year.
As it should. Now,
that is so disgusting.
Now, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Roman, we're kind of assuming, is going to be around the WrestleMania main event.
Mm.
Usos, we know they're probably going to be jumping into the tag title picture very soon.
Mm-hmm.
What is Corbin going to do next?
I don't know. Because now he looks like a bigger loser than he did before all this. Because,
like, they elevated him, like, when he won the King of the Ring, and then he beat Shorty G, they shot him right to Roman, and we're just like, I don't know about that. But then he beat Roman.
Yeah.
And now has since just been... smothered.
Yes.
So it's just like, well, where does he go from now? Because he's obviously he's not going back to Gable, and he's not. They're showing he's not the same level as Roman.
I mean, do they?
Is he the one that goes with Braun?
I think maybe for the next pay per view, yes, just to keep him in that level. And what was Ziggler wearing on the way to the ring to this match? He had, like, the weirdest hat on.
He's been wearing trucker hats lately.
He just wears, like, the weirdest stuff anymore. I think he's just like, I'm just going to go out there, man, and just wear whatever. Don't care. What are they going to say to me? They're not going to say anything. Yeah. But, yeah, I just think it was whatever. I mean, I feel bad for Corbin in this whole thing.
I mean, there were chants of Fetish Boy during the match.
I mean, I think the STD chants are way better than Fetish Boy.
Yeah, I would rather have STD chant than Fetish Boy. Yeah, we're get a quick shot of try to get a shot of Dolph Ziggler's hat.
I don't know what it was. Maybe he had some weird hat on. It's hard to tell there, but yeah.
I mean, he's got the shiny jacket. Yeah, you can't really tell what the hat is on that shot, but I don't know. But that's how SmackDown wraps up.
Just the three most random people put together, right?
Like, when you look at the picture, they're all buddies, and they're all completely different gear. I mean, nothing is matching.
I could kind of see how the correlation between Baron Corbin and Bobby Roode can play out because they're both in the, I guess, kind of a regal sense. I mean, his robe is one like sparkly, and then of course you have King Corbin. I don't know how Dolph Ziggler fits into this.
Hollywood movie director
and
producer.
No, I don't know if he's recently done it, and this was just the first time I noticed, but Roode had full-on pants tonight.
Oh, did he?
He didn't have the short trunks.
Okay.
Which I was thrown off by, because I don't remember the last time he's had that.
He didn't want that.
I mean, it's not really much of a Christian's closet.
He didn't want that dog food on
it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Legs. But yeah, I just think it was... whatever for a main event.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a filler show, and then...
Right, because they hyped up that next week, we have a Firefly Funhouse. Mm. Next week, Dan O'Brien is back.
Is he back, though?
They said he was coming. Oh. They said something about him returning next
week. I
don't
know. I couldn't tell if he was like coming back next week.
Or like a make on.
Like to me, it seemed like more of like he had a decision to make of like Brie being like, well, hey, you're taking this too far now.
All right, well, and it's funny that you bring up his wife because we have a mini wrestling wrap.
Yep.
I know Gab is not here this week, but our wrestling wrap this week has to do with said Brie Bella.
And what is it?
As well as her sister, Nikki Bella.
Yep.
Because both of them announced this past week on their podcast that they are both pregnant at the same time.
Congrats.
Congrats to both of you. But as much
maybe
as
they're twins.
Maybe. As much as we want to congratulate.
We don't know. Did they know what happened yet? I don't know if they've done
it. No, I think it's way too early. I don't think they know yet.
That'd be really cool. It'd be insane if they both had twins.
Well, as much as we want to congratulate them, we also want to congratulate ourselves. Why do you ask? Yep. Because back on the January 3rd edition of SmackDown AfterBuzz, this happened. Roll the clip.
And also, how fast would Nikki get pregnant?
Oh, yeah. We already talked about this in our private chat. But
by June.
2021.
By June. I say by June.
I say August.
Well, maybe right. Maybe the honeymoon. A lot of people get pregnant during the honeymoon.
So, we have the Nikki Bella pregnant pool going now.
Let us know your prediction.
And I happen to be the closest.
You were.
I mean, you and I both said this year.
Yeah.
Gabby said 2021.
We didn't know weeks. We didn't know, actually when that was taped, she was pregnant.
Was she?
Yeah.
How far along?
Oh. I don't know how far along she is, but she was already pregnant.
She might have been pregnant when we did that. We sensed it.
Yeah.
We knew it.
We told you so, but ladies and gentlemen, we told you so.
Well, I mean, congrats to them, and I'm glad now I can just tell when someone's pregnant or not.
Yeah, just by hearing that they got engaged. You think they're pregnant?
She's
pregnant now. can we have like 2 minutes left or whatever? What do you think of Edge being back?
Oh, because you never got to really talk about it because we were keeping you spoiler free in the Rumble.
But I've heard some rumblings on the line.
There are rumors.
Which I really hate that I heard that. Because it was still awesome and shocking. But
sure.
I think it would have just been like, would have blown people's minds even more if we really didn't hear anything about it.
Every second that I watched him in that match, I was terrified.
Me too.
I don't want him wrestling. I don't. I know he's obviously cleared.
Yes.
He wants to do it. I'm not going to stop him from doing it. The fans love it. He's going to have an amazing match with Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I know all this. Mm. But part of me is just like, the way you left. I know you didn't leave on your own terms, per se, but you got that huge send-off. You became the youngest Hall of Famer at the time.
He left as champion.
He left as champion. Your wife is a Hall of Famer. You guys have kids. Mm. I can't stop him, but I just get so worried.
Me too. And I need him on like a podcast or somewhere explaining to how he was able to come back.
Right.
Like if I know the story, then maybe it's like in my mind I can go, okay, cool. Like the Daniel Bryan thing, like we heard about him doing the hyperbolic chambers and all that other kind of stuff to where helping to heal his brain or whatever he had to do. So it's like, okay.
So him and his matter with the neck.
Yes, which I'm sure they're going to have a 24 or something on Edge, him coming back. I thought it was an awesome comeback. I love that they gave him pyro in the middle of the Royal Rumble.
Yes. How often does an intern in the middle of their show get pyro?
And I thought he looked awesome.
Yeah.
That first spear to Ziggler was awesome because Ziggler can take spears like crazy.
Yeah. Carl Anderson looked great in the Rumble, too, by the way. He had a fantastic show in the Rumble. And Bianca Belair became a star.
Yes. Yes, she did. And I mean, Lesnar, what can you say about Lesnar?
We don't have time.
I hated some of it. I love some of it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It was a roller coaster ride that first 15 entrance. So, yeah.
Well, let us know what you think, and and either congratulate or question Tom's honesty as far as him picking the correct number for the Women's Rumble, because I question it.
I didn't even get my $5, so who cares?
You don't have change. You don't have change. I have the money. All right, let's wrap this up. Tom, okay. How can people follow you?
You find me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central.
All right, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh_Tariff. My Christian Rosenberg character shirts are still up for sale. Personaltees.com/Christian Rosenberg. New shirts will be available soon. A little teaser for that. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news, you can also follow on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Oh, and I'm on Cameo as well, so feel free to shoot a Cameo at me. Thanks for tuning in. For Tom Connolly, I'm Josh Tariff, and we will see you later.
Dog food!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.